Hi, welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, February 15. Simon Harrison with you, and Mark Duclos joins me. Duke, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Now, first of all, Duke, let's get an update on this advisory panel report which has been given to the government.
Yeah, the advisory panel was appointed by the New South Wales government late last year following their reversal of the ban of greyhound racing in New South Wales. It's headed up by the former Labor Premier in Morris Yemma. There's five people on the board. They've presented a report to Gladys Berejiklian and also Paul Toole, the new racing minister. And we expect that report to become public in the next week or so, and then obviously discussion will take place after that. And looking to implement a number of rule changes to greyhound racing in New South Wales and also provide a roadmap for the future. So at the moment, we don't have any official line on what the report contains, but we do expect that to happen in the next week or so.
Okay, and there's a new water rule which will come through from next Monday.
Yeah, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, as part of their vigilance as far as animal welfare is concerned, have introduced a water rule so that water must be placed in the race kennels of every greyhound that is either racing or trialling at a registered track in New South Wales. Now, Greyhound Racing New South Wales provides the water. It's up to the trainers to provide a water bowl for them. And again, particularly at this time of the year, Simon, it makes good sense. During the trial period, they were actually reweighing the dogs after they'd been kennelled, and then when they were about to come out for the race time, they were reweighing them to get data as to whether or not a greyhound lost weight in the kennels, whether it gained weight by having the water. As of next Monday, when this rule is introduced, they won't be weighing the dogs again after they've been weighed the first time when they've been presented for identification. So, again, look, it's a bit of a trial and wait-and-see method, I should say, as to the impact that this will have. But particularly at this time of the year, it's a good animal welfare introduction as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, well, we've had some warm weather, that's for sure. And we've lost a few meetings as well because of it over the last week or so.
Yeah, we certainly have. And again, you know, you have to put animal welfare as the major priority for the greyhound racing industry in New South Wales moving forward. We saw the ramifications of the Four Corners report a couple of years ago. So we need to learn from history, and we need to make sure that moving forward we do the right thing by the dogs, obviously. And that is what 99.99% of owners and trainers do, mate. They do the right thing by their greyhound.
Now, having a look at the feature greyhound racing coming up on the weekend, Bulleye this Saturday night. There's five heats of the Bulleye Gold Cup. Ritzolini, just one of the runners to go around.
Yeah, terrific fields at Bulleye. This is the Group 2 Cyril Rowe Bulleye Gold Cup in the first heat. El Magnifico for Julie Fletcher has drawn the pink. It's at 380. The favourite there is the Group 2 Dapto Puppy Classic winner, Top Toretto, who went around in a 390-metre event, or a 400-metre event, I should say, at Bulleye last Saturday night, and was very impressive. Ritzolini's drawn box three in heat number two, which is race five on the card. He's $1.70. He's had a couple of runs back from a spell, and he's been in absolutely blistering form. Victorian Bears Gold for Keith Helmuth and Lisa Helmuth. It's drawn box eight in the third heat, race six. It's the favourite at 240 in front of the Group 2 Gosford Gold Cup winner, Barking Bad. He's drawn box two. Move along to the fourth heat, and Nengar Rock for Dennis Barnes. It's favourite there at 290 in front of Black Hole Sun at 320. And the last heat of the Group 2 Bulleye Gold Cup, the favourite here is Falcon's Fury. It's drawn box one. It had that box on Monday afternoon when it took out the Bathurst Gold Cup final. So five heats to be conducted, and the final will be run 1 week later.
Now at Ipswich on Saturday night, we've got some semi-finals of the Vince Curry on.
Yeah, it's the richest maiden race in Australia. We have heat semis and then a final. The heats were conducted last Saturday night at Ipswich, and leading trainer Tony Brett, it's a familiar path that he takes with a number of his young greyhounds. And on Saturday evening, just gone, he had the two fastest qualifiers in Opal Nera and also Matthew Terrence. They both clocked 30 and 53. And both of these greyhounds have drawn the outside boxes in their semi-finals and race six on the card, Opal Nera. This greyhound's out of Black Sand Booker, and it was purchased at the 2015 Richmond Riches Puppy Auction by Matthew and Daniel Lassard. And they only paid around $2,500 for it, I think. Matthew Terrence, 30 and 53 winner. This greyhound is owned by Terry Hill. And as I said, this is a familiar path that Tony Brett takes with his young greyhounds. He'll take them through the Vince Curry Memorial Maiden. Last year, he had Power to Avoid and Split Image. They dead heated in the final of the Vince Curry, and he also had 30 Talks in there, and we know what 30 Talks has since gone on and done. Opal Nera, after this campaign in the Vince Curry Memorial Maiden, it will be targeted towards the Richmond Riches Puppy Classic Series, which will be conducted in May. But we've got four semis on Saturday night, four cracking races, and good dogs win this race.
And at the Meadows, a big night of greyhound racing with some feature races, including the Rookie Rebel, the Temley, and the Zoom Top's on. In the Zoom Top, Jukab Boom One Down's come up with box two. It is the $1.30 fixed odds favourite.
And so he should be. He was $1.65 pre-box draw, I should say, and that was before he set a new track record at Cranbourne last Saturday night when winning the Victoria Cup final. He's drawn box two, Trip to Eden, a kennel mate in three, and Bogey Beck in box four, Dublin Bull in box five. Those greyhounds drawn outside of Boom One Down will all show pace in the early stages, but Jason Thompson, who is a guest on At the Boxes on Wednesday night, he tells everyone Boom One Down's favourite track is the Meadows. He absolutely loves it there. He's recorded very, very fast times over the 725, over the 600 metres. He's run an eyelash outside the track record. You would think, Simon, only bad luck will beat Boom One Down on Saturday night in the Group 1 Zoom Top.
Having a look at the Temley, Duke, Zambora Brock, he'll be hard to beat from box two.
He is, but he's first up, and his record first up against the top liners isn't that crash hot, and he's got Strike a Light drawn inside of him, who won the Group 1 National Futurity at Wentworth Park, and Aston Bolero, who's drawn box number three. Aston Bolero's record out of the three boxes is absolutely outstanding. He's had it on 12 occasions, Simon, for 11 wins. Took out the Group 3 Silver Bullet at the Meadows in October of last year, and he's a high-class greyhound. The 525 sees him out, but there's also an interesting stat about him that when he returns to the 520s or the 500 metres after he's been racing over the 440 sprint, he is like a Learjet. He's currently $8.50 to win the Group 1 Temley. Zambora Brocky is the favourite at $2.90. Strike a Light off the inside at $5, along with the Group 1 Silver Chief winner, Lightning Frank, at $5. Promises to be a cracking race, but out of the three invitations, Simon, I actually think the best race on the night is the Group 1 Rookie Rebel, and this is over the 600 metres. Lithgow Panthers are scratching, which means Extreme Magic goes into box number four. Rickton Treasure is the favourite for Anthony Azzopardi at $3.70. Fanta Bale at $4.80. The first reserve, Extreme Magic, is at $4.50. And then we've got Blazing Bomber at $4.60. Rickton Treasure won its last two over the middle distance after finishing second behind Lightning Frank in the Group 1 Silver Chief at the track. He's run blistering times over the sprint. He broke 34 seconds at Sandown Park two starts back. He's got his box. Anthony Azzopardi is very, very bullish about his chances. Fanta Bale in box three. She was a good winner at Kennington and a listed Sky Racing Perth Cup consolation at her last start. Robbie Britton, her trainer, thinks she's well boxed. And, of course, Simon, she did take out the Group 1 Hume Cup at the Meadows last year over the 600 metres. I think it's the best 600-metre race I've probably ever seen, if not definitely within the last 10 years.
Okay, well, looking forward to the Rookie Rebel then from the Meadows on Saturday night. Anything else for us, Duke, before we wrap it up?
It's just an absolute cracker time with greyhound racing. Of course, the meeting at the Meadows, Simon, kicks off the first night of the $1.5 million Sky Racing Australian Cup Carnival. The following week, we'll have heats of the Group 1 Australian Cup for the sprinters and heats of the Group 1 Australian Stayers. And then on March the 4th, we've got the finals of both of those races. The Australian Cup worth $250,000 to the winner. This Saturday night, I've got an enhanced live hosting on Sky Racing 2 where we're able to speak to the trainers in more detail and more depth. We'll also have speed maps, late mail tips, race replays. All the races will be simulcast on Sky Racing 1 and the first seven races will be broadcast on Sky Racing 2. And those feature events, races 5, 6 and 7, promises to be a great night of greyhound racing.
Looking forward to it. Always good to talk to you, Mark. Thanks very much for your help with the podcast, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Simon.